Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we are wrapping up our summertime in the Psalms by looking at Psalm 80 for the next couple of weeks. In verse 3, it says this, "Restore us, O God, let your face shine, that we may be saved." The repeated cry of Psalm 80 echoes with increasing intensity. Restore us, O God, O God of hosts, O Lord God of hosts. It's the heart song of a people who have reached their end. They've been beaten down by sorrow, abandoned to their enemies, and desperate for revival. But this is no generic cry. It's a prayer directed to the only one who can truly save. So to ask God to restore is to admit that we are broken. It's to acknowledge that we've drifted, compromised, and grown spiritually dull. It's to confess that the walls of our lives, or even of the church, have been slowly eroded by idolatry, apathy, distraction. The psalm doesn't offer excuses. It lifts a cry, "Turn us again." That's the literal sense, turn us back because we can't turn ourselves. And we cry this not to an angry stranger, but to a covenant God whose shining face once blessed his people. So this is a prayer for God's presence to return, for his smile to shine again upon them, for spiritual vibrancy to be renewed. You know, revival isn't about louder services or better programs. It's about God turning his people back to himself. Here are three ways that you can turn this into a prayer. Lord, restore us. Turn my heart away from apathy and back toward you. Let your face shine upon our church that we may know your presence again. And remind me daily that revival begins not with them, but with me. Here are two people that you can pray for today. Pray for Marco Gaspar and his family, our national changemakers in Portugal. And also remember the Marigoli LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Kenya and Tanzania. And remember, revival begins with a desperate cry for God to turn us back to himself and a desire for his face to shine once again upon us.